best eye in the world, Bob Zimmerman. He keeps the website Behind the Black, and he introduces us to a discovery. Astronomers have discovered a very, very, very large explosion. How big, Bob?
This is the largest stellar, or maybe not stellar, explosion yet detected. Using a large variety of telescopes on the ground and in orbit, astronomers have confirmed the discovery of the largest and longest explosion yet. It occurred more than 8 billion light years away, and yet was 10 times brighter than any supernova previously recorded. And it's been going on now for 3 years instead of, you know, supernovas fade away within a year. It takes less than a year usually. But this has been going on now for 3 years. They think the explosion is related to a supermassive hole surrounded by a vast cloud of dust. And the extension of the explosion is because the explosion is interacting with that dust cloud and causing more explosions, more energy release. That's a theory, and I will tell you that any theories this morning about what caused this explosion are very tentative. They are, because the explosion is lasting so long, they're able to garner a lot more data acquisition from lots more telescopes, and that'll help them understand this better. I will point out something else too, that it doesn't appear that the constellation of Starlink satellites interfered with the astronomers' ability to detect this very distant explosion in any way, shape, or form. And even though it is the brightest ever discovered, it's not very bright on the sky. It's so far away, it's very dim, in fact. They only know it's that powerful because they know how far away it was, and so the amount of light they're detecting means if it was close to us, it would be a gigantic explosion. So there's a very faint object. They didn't, Starlink didn't prevent them from seeing it, and it's new stuff. Cool. We don't know what it is.
Sagittarius A is the super black hole at the center of our beautiful galaxy. And Sagittarius A is the subject of a discovery by the Keck Observatory. What have they found, Bob?
I want to be clear about this because people do this all the time. It's called Sagittarius A star. And the star is spelled like an asterisk, so people kind of ignore it, but it's not. It's called Sagittarius A star. It's a supermassive black hole that's multi-billion times the mass of our sun. It has a bunch of stars that orbit it, though, that they've been tracking for more than 20 years using infrared data from the Keck Observatory in Hawaii. And now astronomers have, using that data, have determined that most of these stars orbit as single stars, not as binaries, and that's very strange. The bigger mystery, of course, is how do these stars form next to a black hole? They don't understand that at all. But nonetheless, they're not binaries, they're single stars, John.
And quickly, Bob, real women go to Mars? What's the story?
There's a stupid paper that was published that claimed that it would be more efficient to do an all-female crew to Mars rather than all men because women are smaller and therefore they use less oxygen. And this is just stupidity because if you're going to determine your mission by by sending it out with the least amount of supplies, it's going to fail. We need to send everybody to Mars, men and women, so you can build a real colony of real human beings, John.
Bob Zimmerman, he keeps the website Behind the Black. I'm John Bash.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.